From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya Friday near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target and killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group, Nourdine Chechen, who was linked to two major terrorist incidents in Tunisia last year. The attacks include a museum in Tunis and a beach resort outside the capital, which together killed at least 60 people. The U.S. raid was aimed at a farmhouse on the outskirts of Sabratha, about 75 kilometers west of Tripoli, on Libya's Mediterranean coast. Local reports indicated the airstrike, launched before dawn, killed up to 40 people. American officials who asked not to be identified said most of the casualties were believed to be Islamic State recruits. Provisional results from Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections show incumbent President Yoweri Museveni in the lead. Early results show President Museveni, who has held power for the past three decades, was reported as holding more than 60% of the votes counted. The vote has been marred by allegations of voter fraud. British Prime Minister David Cameron met European Union officials Friday on the second day of a summit following all-night discussions about Britain's future in the 28-nation grouping. European leaders are discussing the future of Britain's EU membership and the migrant crisis, among other issues, during a two-day summit in Brussels. European Parliament President Martin Schulz told reporters that he believed the summit would end Friday as scheduled. This is VOA News. Bombings in Turkey this week are escalating the conflict between the Turkish government and Kurdish separatists. It's also raising new questions on whom the United States is supporting in the Syrian conflict and the scope of U.S. objectives. Analysts warn the attacks could also lead to a wider involvement by Turkish forces in Syria and further strain relations with the U.S. The United Nations warned conflict-ridden Yemen is on the brink of a humanitarian catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations reports more than 6,000 civilians have been killed and well over 3,000 wounded since the Saudi-led coalition began its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels at the end of March. The UN says more than 2.5 million people have been forced to flee their homes and are internally displaced because of the conflict, and that 21 million need humanitarian support. Despite the situation, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, says Yemen has become a forgotten crisis.
I don't think it's helpful to compare crisis for crisis, but I would say that Yemen is as difficult and as dangerous, maybe not in terms of scale, but in terms of intensity.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The casket carrying the body of Justice Antonin Scalia arrived at the Supreme Court Friday, nearly a week after he died at a remote hunting resort in Texas. Former clerks who served for the deceased justice stood on the steps of the court as the hearse bearing the casket arrived. Scalia's casket was carried up the grand staircase by Supreme Court police officers and placed on a historic raised bier built in 1865 to support the body of assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. Voters in two diverse U.S. states are expected to further clarify the races in the Democratic and Republican field Saturday as the quest for the White House intensifies. South Carolina is having a Republican primary, while Nevada holds a Democratic caucus. Ahead of the South Carolina primary, comments by Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump and Pope Francis about building a border wall between Mexico and the United States have ignited controversy. An Alabama website reports that Harper Lee, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book To Kill a Mockingbird, died Friday at age 89 in Monroeville, Alabama. Lee was born in Monroeville and lived for many years in New York City. But after suffering a stroke in 2007, she moved back to her hometown. She had been a resident in an assisted living facility. Services for Lee have not been announced. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.